Nervous fans and sports bar owners throughout Oklahoma can relax. Looks like the Thunder are back to their old selves. At least that was the case in Memphis for Game 6 as they comfortably dispatched of the Grizzlies 104-84 to force a seventh and deciding game in their playoff series. There wasn't an empty table at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Midwest City where we watched Game 6, and the manager we spoke to said a long playoff run can mean cha-ching a Thunder revenue money ball. 2 years ago, when they made a deep run into the playoffs, it led to an increase of 5 to 7% in their revenue. On the basketball side, the Thunder made a change in the starting lineup, inserting Caron Butler in an effort to spread the offensive focus around. It seemed to work, as Kevin Durant scored a smooth 36, and Russell Westbrook was content to bring energy to loose balls and took what he could get, finishing with 29 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals.
Wanted to go out there and just leave it all out there on the floor for the team, no matter what. Play extremely hard on the defensive end. Everything else to take care of itself. That's what I, told myself. And I got to take it to another level, as far as my intensity and my defense awareness in Game 7. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Thought tonight we did a great job of just playing at our pace. Playing Thunder basketball. Did a great job of just moving the ball, spacing them out, getting on the transition, and playing the way we've been playing all season.
It was a physical battle, with Butler involved in one of a handful of near altercations. So expect it to be a full and rowdy house, both on and off the court, for Game 7, whether you're watching it at a sports bar or you have a ticket to the Peak. In Midwest City, Brent Weber, KOSU.